Hey everybody, welcome to Shift Your Life Design, where you shift your mind, you can shift your life. And we are talking exactly that this week in a 12-week series. We are now in week 11, and I'm so excited about the sunshine and the spring feeling coming my way. It's just really rejuvenating the way I've been feeling in the last few months. I've been more sluggish, low energy, and I partially believe that the sunshine is medicine for the brain. So get outside today or this week if you haven't quite found that rejuvenation. Find some vitamin D. It is amazing how it can change the way we feel inside and out. So this week we are talking about changing, and I want to just touch on how we are a nation of perfection right now. And I've set this 12-week series out to a better health, but I'm not talking about the perfect self. I'm not talking about looking amazing, being 110 pounds. I'm not talking about having the fake eyelashes, your hair implants, or your breast implants, or your lips pumped. I'm not talking about that perfect image of self, because I don't believe that person ever can truly exist. We are aging beings, and that goes to show that we are each taking a change day after day, and we have to adjust our ways to suit our lives, our lifestyles, our age, our life requirements and responsibilities. We must pave space to allow for imperfection again. We must educate the world around us how this perfect world is changing our mentality and our self-esteem, and it isn't reality. So if you're struggling in this area yourself, if you're thriving for perfect, I am here to tell you that you are changing and you are beautiful through age. It is an amazing experience to be able to say that we're getting older. We are experiencing a change in our metabolic state. We are experiencing changes in our body. Many of us have carried children, and we're just never gonna be the same as we once were. So this blog week, I talked about how I walked past a mirror, and my first instinct was seeing my wrinkles around my eyes, seeing the thick, dry out hair, and I'm seeing a little bit of skin blemishes everywhere. I am not perfect, and I have been struggling too. I want to tell you I am frustrated, but today I am reaching into vulnerability to share with you how my negative self-talk is impacting my well-being. And I want to change my self-image, and I want to recreate what it takes for our girls of younger generations to grow up strong with who they are and what their abilities are and who they can shine to be outside of our external image of what a woman being should be. So this week, pay attention to how you talk to yourself. Are you one of those people that walk by the mirror and see the blemishes too? If you are, just start to shine a light on how those words are affecting the way you feel. And the way we feel will change the way we behave in our day-to-day lives. When we feel shitty, we behave shitty. When we feel amazing, we behave amazing. We take courageous efforts to make change when we can believe in ourselves that we can get through anything. So let's think about it this way. What if you showed up to a gym and right away you see the obstacle course? What's your first thought? Did how many of us shake our head no? Or how many of us are excited to take on that challenge? Most of us want to quit before we start. We say no, we start doubting our abilities, we start experiencing nervousness around what's coming through the door when we start that process of fitness, and we start negative self-talk. I'm not good enough to do this. There's no way. I am not here to do this today. I can't. I won't. No. What if we showed up and actually said yes? Opening our door and our channels to our experiences is what it takes to feel good mentally and physically. Do it at your level. Take the challenge at your capacity and believe you have everything it takes to get through that obstacle course set up for you today. And that is for life. Take yourself out of that gym now and walk out the door and have no more doubts in your ability of can versus can't. And you will succeed in many ways that you never thought you could. It's just a simple change in mindset. So we are changing. I'm 38 and I am still trying to get back to my size. When I was 18, I remember how easy it was to make a change for my body image. And now it seems like I'm hit a plateau and I also struggle, but I'm here to shine a light in my strength and my ability to do 10 straight push-ups without faltering. And that is strength. That alone stands for how any challenge or obstacle is doable when you put your mental capacity in the right place. So another thing is when you eat poorly, you feel poorly. So if you're indulging in shit, you're gonna feel it. You're gonna start to have self-image issues and you're gonna doubt yourself and you're gonna talk low to yourself. You're gonna feel powerless. So take the initiative to feed your soul from the inside out. Choose wisely, and it can create the change that, and it can do half the work for you. Just by eating positive things, you can feel good and you can accomplish the greatness in your life. Any challenge or adversity will come easier for you when you nourish your soul. I know that there is an enteric nervous system, and that's a communication channel. Have you ever heard the gut intuition thing? It's a legit thing that your serotonin levels can lie in your GI tract. And when you feed well, it releases more serotonin into your chemical pathway, your nervous system. And it tells your brain that you feel good. If you eat poorly, the serotonin levels don't get produced as well, and you feel more anxious or depressed. You feel the bloating set in. So just pay attention. There is an actual pathway that can start on the inside out, your gut, and it can channel the way we feel. So feed well. Nourish your mind and your self-talk. Pay attention if you're living a world of perfectionism and if you're sending the same message that we are opting to change for the next generation. Pay attention to how you channel expectations to your younger selves or the generation following us. Be the leader. Master this success for the people yet to come, and let's pave a healthy society and let's regain positive body image and being proud of what we do have, our capabilities, our strengths, and our courage to survive COVID-19 day after day in a whole new way. We are making change because girls, guys, we are changing. Thanks for listening this week, and find a positive way to create your day because it starts right there.